A clean sweep of the ESSO Cup has the U18 national title heading back to Ontario. The Durham West Lightning capped an undefeated week on the ice with a 4-1 triumph over the Fraser Valley Rush on May 22 at Payson Centennial Arena to earn their first ESSO Cup U18 AAA female hockey national title in team history. "Our team has so much heart," said Lightning forward Sadie Hottles, the tournament's MVP. "We've always been the hardest working no matter what, so I knew when it came down to it what happens. We just decided that we needed this week to happen." Durham West Lightning forward Sadie Hottles dodges Fraser Valley Rush defense Jade Lohr while headed for the blue line in the ESSO Cup in the final at Payson Centennial Arena on May 22. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Durham, which had a previous best bronze medal at the 2017 Nationals, outscored its opposition 35-11 over the seven-day tournament to cap a brilliant season for the Ontario Region champions. "It means everything to me," said Lightning netminder Sophie Helfenstein, the player of the game in the final. "I've been on this team for 3 years, and with the pandemic, I never got the chance to come to the ESSO Cup, so this is absolutely amazing for me. We're so excited for this performance, and we're so excited to take it home and show everyone in Ontario." In the final, the Lightning struck first with blue liner Courtney Pullman seeing eye point shot finding its way into the back of the net late in the opening frame. Zoe Ziotas doubled the advantage in the middle stanza off a cross-crease feed from linemate Kaylee Quigg. The other member of the forward trio Ella Inglis then made it a two-goal advantage off a wicked shot on the power play midway through the third. Fraser Valley blue liner Ainsley DiTavio broke the shutout bid with just under 7 minutes left in regulation as she rushed up ice and poked in a wraparound past Helfenstein, who made 27 saves on 28 shots. "She saved us so many times," Hottle said. "I don't even know how to explain it. She's such a good goalie. She's been like this all year round, and we know we can trust her no matter what. She's been a big part of that confidence." Durham West Lightning netminder Sophie Helfenstein blocks a shot by Fraser Valley Rush forward Vienna Rubin in the ESSO Cup in the final at Payson Centennial Arena on May 22. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Hottles iced the result with an empty netter with 2:34 left in regulation. The Lightning stuck to superstitions with its pregame routine, with warm-ups in the same spot, and did its best to treat it as a normal game day despite the pressure cooker of a national final. For Helfenstein, routine helped guide her through the gold medal match. "My routine is something that really gets me in the mood, and when I do that I have confidence in my abilities," Helfenstein said. "I have this crazy superstition where if I think about winning I say three words one way and then the other way to kind of neutralize the jinx. Honestly, that helps." Hottles, a 2006-born skater, finished with a tournament-best 10 assists and 17 points. "It's all been a team effort throughout," Hottle said. "Especially my linemates Jessica Pellerin and Kylie Logan. We've had such a good season so far, us three together. We've been putting up points all year round, and I think that's really helped our chemistry and really helped me get to this point too." The Lightning, who took the opening meeting between the teams by a 5-2 count, thundered to a preliminary best 5-0 record with the Rush speeding to a mark of 2-2-1 in round robin. In semifinal action, the Rush chased the Notre Dame Hounds in a tight 3-1 affair led by Vienna Rubin and Solana Cooper's one goal, one assist performances, while Durham blanked Nova Scotia's Northern Selects 4-0 on the strength of Helfenstein's 14-save shutout. Following the final, the players expressed their gratitude for everyone who made the national tournament in Okotoks a reality. "It was remarkable," Helfenstein said. "A lot of people would like to be in this position, and we are one of the very few teams of Ontario who get the chance to play in a different province, take a plane, and it was just so professional here. I loved it." The 2022 championship ends a run of three straight titles from the Alberta representatives, with the St. Albert/winning the three most recent nationals from 2017 to 19. Ontario last won the title in 2015. "It's an incredible feeling," Hottles added. "And we're super excited to bring it back home. This was 100% the best experience of my life. I've been in so many tournaments, so many provincials, but nothing has compared to this." News and notes. Durham blue liner Abigail Poitras was named top defense. Fraser Valley's Vienna Rubin earned top forward honors with 7 goals and 9 points in the preliminary round, Notre Dame netminder Eva Filipova earned the top goaltender nod with a 1.78 goals against average and 923 save percentage in round robin, and Prince Albert Bear Sophia Zuck was named most sportsmanlike. Durham West Lightning forward Jessica Pellerin takes a shot at Fraser Valley Rush goaltender Rebecca Noble in the Esso Cup in the final at Payson Centennial Arena on May 22. Brent Calver, Okotoks today. Durham West Lightning defense Nicole York celebrates holding the Esso Cup championship banner aloft following the win over the Fraser Valley Rush in the final at Payson Centennial Arena on May 22. Brent Calver, Okotoks today. The Durham West Lightning cheer arm in arm following their win over the Fraser Valley Rush in the Esso Cup final at Payson Centennial Arena on May 22. Brent Calver, Okotoks today. Members of the Fraser Valley Rush embrace the Durham West Lightning following the Esso Cup final at Payson Centennial Arena on May 22. Brent Calver, Okotoks today. Durham West Lightning forward Kylie Logan, left, embraces defender Nicole York after winning the Esso Cup in the final against the Fraser Valley Rush at Payson Centennial Arena on May 22. Brent Calver, Okotoks today. Durham West Lightning defenders Ella Newton and Abigail Poitras pose for photos by spectating parents after winning the Esso Cup championship against the Fraser Valley Rush in the final at Payson Centennial Arena on May 22. Brent Calver, Okotoks today. Durham West Lightning defense Nicole York celebrates holding the Esso Cup championship banner aloft following the win over the Fraser Valley Rush in the final at Payson Centennial Arena on May 22. Brent Calver, Okotoks today. The Durham West Lightning celebrate with the Esso Cup trophy following their win over the Fraser Valley Rush in the final at Payson Centennial Arena on May 22. Brent Calver, Okotoks today.